Unit 63.
Fishing for truth. Fishing is a pleasant sport. Some, though, consider it to be a diversion rather than a sport. Still, carrying a rod and reel while stumbling along the riverside can be quite tiring, and crossing rivers looking for a perfect place to fish can be dangerous. Whether sport or diversion, fishermen form an amiable brotherhood, united in the desire to spend a lot of time not working much. There are very few distractions when they are out fishing, so it's a good time for serious contemplation. Sometimes fishermen contemplate so hard, you can hear them snore. Actually, the main technique of fishing is the art of exaggeration, better known as telling fish stories. This is where you dream up amazing yarns about what happened to you while fishing or about the one that got away. For example, my friend Joe, who is no master of the naval arts, tried to explain once how he lost his boat and wound up paddling home on a homemade raft. He said that he had anchored his boat and gone to shore to grill some bass that he had caught. In the meantime, he left a line tied to the boat with a hook on it for luck. Wouldn't you know it, the biggest carp he'd ever seen took the bait and pulled the whole boat away. Vocabulary. Diversion. Taipei offers people many diversions from their busy lives. Rod. The fishing rod bent as the fish on the line fought. Reel. The fisherman turned the reel a couple of times to pull in some of the line. Stumble. Jenny was so tired that she stumbled through the room and fell onto the couch. Amiable. Tom and Becky do not like each other, but they try to be amiable. Brotherhood. The soldiers united in brotherhood to fight against the enemy. Distraction. The big city had so many distractions that kept Julie from her studies. Contemplation. Helen spent hours in contemplation before making her decision. Snore. When he has a bad cold, Scott snores very loudly. Exaggeration. It is no exaggeration to say that this concert was the best I have ever seen. Yarn. Ethan told an old yarn about a local road that was haunted. Naval. John F. Kennedy served as a naval officer during World War II. Paddle. When there was no wind, the sailors would have to paddle the boat. Raft. The boys made a raft by tying pieces of wood together. Anchor. Frank anchored his boat in the middle of the river. Grill. Andy had grilled the steaks over the campfire, and they were delicious. Bass. Gavin often caught bass in the lake and cooked them for dinner. Meantime. It'll take 20 minutes to cook dinner. In the meantime, let's set the table. Carp. There were several carp in a pond outside the restaurant.